What's up, everyone? It's your girl Gabrielle B. I am a certified mindset coach, intuitive energy healer, also the author of the self-help ebook, I Can't Be the Problem and the Answer, Pathway to Oneness, that's now available on Amazon. Welcome to the antidote where we kicking those self-limiting beliefs to the curb, okay? The self-limiting beliefs that keeps us stuck in our heads and keeps us within people, around people, and in situations and places that no longer serves us. Today, I'm going to address the belief that money equates to self-worth. Now, I know how it is to be struggling financially. It really will have you questioning your worth if you allow it to. But why? Living in poverty is one of the worst fears amongst people, especially those that were raised in it. You know, if you have done a lot and achieved a lot to get yourself out of that situation, you are not trying to go back to it. Some people were gossiped about and bullied as children because their parents couldn't afford the most expensive shoes and clothes. There are even adults who criticize, critique, and shame other adults because of their finances or lack thereof. One of the reasons a lot of couples choose to stay in unhealthy relationships is due to finances. It's the fear of struggling, living without, being ridiculed and judged for your mishaps or failures that causes people to live in survival mode. One thing about living in survival mode is it will cause you to only focus on the monetary aspect of life and lose focus on everything else. We can work 8 to 12 hours a day, do overtime, maybe work a job and a side hustle, but at what cost? Our mental, physical, and emotional health is put at risk. If you have children, the emotional and mental state of the children are put at risk. If you are working all the time, you are going to be exhausted by the time you come home to your babies. Where does parenting time come in? Where does your self-care come in? If you are in a relationship or marriage, the relationship may suffer because you are dating but don't have time to date. We have been programmed to overwork ourselves, programmed to believe that life is about surviving. But if we are only surviving, when do we have a chance to live? Take me for example. I'm a single mother. I used to work for Chicago Public School as a security officer. I was making $25, $26 an hour with benefits, a pension, all that good stuff. Now hear me out. For the middle class, that was okay. That was okay amount of money to make, I guess. I worked 5 days a week, off weekends, and I was off the holidays. However, when children were out for the school, for the summer, when they was out, my check stopped. I was out of work. I didn't get paid over the summer. And guess what? The bills don't stop coming just because your check stopped. I had to find another job during the summer to cover my bills. And if I didn't find a job, my credit card bills piled up and I was left in debt. Now, I was working what people deemed as a good job, but yet I couldn't even afford to take a vacation if I wanted to. I would look at my pay stubs and my bank statement, and the math just wasn't mathing. The amount of money I was making just didn't suit my lifestyle. So I thought. In reality, I just had an unhealthy relationship with money. My paycheck would be already accounted for before it would even be deposited in my account because I was living beyond my means. I would feel overwhelmed with stress and anxiety from work or whatever that was going on in my life at the time. And I would just shop. You know, I was on my Oprah Winfrey. You get a car, you get a car, you get a car, everybody get a car. Okay, just wiping away about, you know, just going about life all wrong. Just chasing and chasing money until I got tired of chasing. I got bad knees, okay? But seriously, the fact of the matter is, it didn't matter what job I worked nor how much I made because my mindset wasn't right. My mindset, my energy, and the way I viewed money wasn't right. I was filled with a lot of stress and anxiety with no healthy coping mechanism. I felt like I was coping by overspending, but that only led to more stress and anxiety because now I dug myself in a hole financially that I couldn't get out of. The point of my story is that we are programmed to live in lack. because that money equates to self-worth. Because we think that money equates to self-worth. But if we think that way, it actually diminishes our self-worth. We chase and chase money and be so happy to have it and stress out, feel with anxiety and depression when we don't. Some people won't even date or show interest in anyone just because they are struggling financially. You can be in a loving relationship for years and have a financial setback. It's a part of life, right? We're going to have ups and downs. But because people believe money equates to self-worth, that setback could change the dynamic of a relationship. It changes because the focus has shifted. The way the person views themselves has shifted. A person that was once so confident in themselves is now insecure and has low self-esteem because they feel inadequate that they can't provide. That shift doesn't happen just because someone is down on their luck. This is how someone views themselves in real time. The money was only a mask of their true feelings towards themselves and others. The money covered up the shadow parts of themselves, and if you're not familiar with the word shadow, the shadow parts of someone are the repressed emotions, thoughts, and feelings that they do not like to acknowledge. My personal issue with this is, if money has that much power and can not only help create lives, but it can also destroy them if we allow it. How can we build lifelong relationships, friendships, or partnerships with anyone if our power is given away to money and assets? Money is the leading cause of divorce. Studies have shown that out of 10 divorces, four of them are due to finances. I hear people saying all the time that marriage is nothing but a business contract. I understand now why people believe that, because once the marriage goes bankrupt, everything else shuts down. I think there's way too much power for pieces of paper to have over us, especially papers that the US government shreds and burns at their own leisure. It's supposed to help supply the things we need to survive, not control how we view ourselves and others. Y'all, please like, share, subscribe, comment on my channel. Also, if you are ready to reprogram and shift your mindset to positive thought patterns so that you can raise your vibration to attract more positivity in your life, please email me at GabrielleBooker59@gmail.com. Once again, it's GabrielleBooker59@gmail.com. My coaching website is currently under construction. Thank you for tuning in to The Antidote, shifting one mind at a time. Let's talk about it.